Well, so Southeastern satisfaction was 75%, so there were two companies beneath us, I guess. You know, there's no doubt that it is a step backwards for us. We've gone back by about 5% from the previous survey. It was a survey that was taken at a really difficult time, so the survey was taken over all the difficult winter weather that we saw at the end of February and the start of March. There was a difficult time in terms of performance. What's really important is that the rail companies involved in the provision of service, not just ourselves, but Network Rail, High Speed One, work together to improve customer service. So actually today's a good day to be announcing a plan that says to customers, you know, we're taking what you've told us seriously and we've got a plan to address it.
So was this plan very much needed then, considering the circumstances recently?
Well, it's really important. You know, we've been working on this plan for quite a number of months, you know, since before Christmas. So it's not that, you know, we've done this plan in response to the National Rail Passenger Survey. We've done this because we know that we will only succeed if we work together. So we've been working on this for quite a number of months, and really important that we set out what we are collectively going to do to improve train services.
And you alluded to, obviously, the issues with Thames recently. What reassurances can you give to your commuters that you can minimise that risk again and not allow it to get to the lengths that it did?
Well, there's a couple of things to say about Thames Link. From a South Eastern perspective, we are working as hard as we can to make the disruption that people who are reliant on Thames Link services in South East London and Kent are suffering. We're trying to minimise the impact of that on customers across South East London and Kent. We're providing loads of drivers to Thames Link. We're putting on additional services to cover up for some of the gaps in the timetable. On some of our trains, we're stopping, especially at stations we wouldn't normally stop at, just to try to keep people moving. I can tell you, as a wider industry, there are people working around the clock to stabilise that timetable, to make sure that we can tell customers what service they can expect from Thames Link so that it can be more reliable. And that, you know, we're hoping to have some news on that over the coming weeks to try and give people more confidence that there'll be a stable timetable on those Thames Link trains. Yeah, so it's really important. The only way we're going to drive forward customer satisfaction is by working together. You know, we know as a commuter railway, for example, that 70% of our customers are commuters. What that means is people, you know, you're only as good as your last journey. And that people are very, very sensitive to what performance is like, not yesterday, not last week, not last month, but today. And in order to do that, we have to work with our partners. We've got to work with High Speed One. We've got to work with Network Rail to get more reliable infrastructure, as well as do our bit for, you know, more reliable rolling stock. So massively important that we work together. And that's what today's plan is all about.